State Senator Joe Sam Queen has introduced a bill that would split the 24th Judicial District. If the bill passes, Madison and Yancey would be in District 24A, Avery, Mitchell, and Watauga would be in Judicial District 24B. Queen said he introduced the bill so residents of the southern part of the district could have better access to the judicial system. So far, his bill appears to be running into opposition from most elected officials across the district.
The Board of Commissioners today approved a resolution opposing Senate Bill 1302 or any other bill that would divide the 24th prosecutorial and judicial district. This bill would cost around $1 million in extra taxpayers' money. It would divide a district that has been in place for many years. It would change services that most of us feel are very adequate. We feel the present district attorney and judges are doing a good job. It would be the smallest district in the state of North Carolina. The cases in this district currently constitute only one-fourth of the caseload of the entire current district. It would be a small district with very few cases. We would have to have a new district attorney, two new judges, a whole new staff, and it just doesn't make sense to us to do this. The biggest thing we feel, if the legislature has an additional $750,000 to $1 million that they want to spend in Yancey County, it would be far better used to spend on public schools and school buildings or on Medicaid relief than it would be on creating a new judicial district.
John Renfro is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. The town of Spruce Pine has scheduled a special meeting today to discuss the proposed bill. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.